About 10 years ago, I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and over limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly and I am debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
That was the Cal Thomas commentary. Coming up, it's Community Connection with Nolan Jones and Melissa Jenkins from the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing with the Community Connection on your Tuesday morning, it's 63 degrees and clear in downtown Bartlesville at 8:34. Joining me is Nolan Jones and Melissa Jenkins from the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, glad to be here with you.
Yeah, thanks again to the Bartle family for being able to let us come in and talk to the community again here. This is our day for Community Connection and with the Suicide Prevention. We've been talking for several months now about our summit, which is our annual event that is our big event, and we really appreciate our sponsors, and thank you to all of those out there that do that. We appreciate you. Couldn't do it without it. That's going to be this Thursday already, the 13th of September. We're in partnership this year with Bartlesville Community Center, and that's where we'll be located, and we hope that you can listen here for the next few minutes, and hopefully you will get interested and want to come out with us and see if we can fill up that place out there on Thursday day and Thursday night. We'll talk a little bit more about it in just a minute. As we always say here, you know, every 15 minutes across our great country, someone dies from suicide. And about a minute later, then those 20 or 22 people that were involved with them are now trying to figure out what happened. And we're going to get time here in just a moment for QPR, and we'll talk about that, and we'll show you what you can do as people across the community can help your family, other families, and anyone you see that may have these symptoms.
And you guys were at the Washington County, at least Nolan was at the Washington County Commissioners meeting yesterday. You got a chance to speak, and they approved a proclamation for this being Suicide Prevention Week. How do you guys what do you think about that?
We are always very, I guess you could say, happy to be able to talk about what we can do as a community to help prevent suicide, to provide appropriate treatment, and then what we call postvention, so that we can reach out to those that have lost a loved one to suicide and help them through the process of healing, because it is a lifetime journey, but life does get better. And actually September, the month of September, is a National Suicide Prevention Month, and so we're really grateful to our county commissioners for allowing us to proclaim this week as a Suicide Prevention Week in Washington County.
And as I heard yesterday when I came in late, because I had a couple things I had to do before that that meeting. Mike Bouvier is going to be on the panel that you guys are going to have on Thursday.
Yes, Mike has been a strong champion for suicide prevention, and he will not only be able to talk about suicide prevention from a county level, but also from a personal level. Mike has had lost his father to suicide when he was 10 years old, and so he has a lot to say about what that's like as a child to be faced with the loss of your father and how to deal with that.
And while we're talking about that meeting on Thursday, and that Mike will be there, also with him will be Jim Waring from the representing the police department. Jason Elmore is a pastor here in town. We'll be very fortunate and glad to have Chuck McCauley, superintendent of schools, Matthew Spencer from Grand Lakes Medical, Wes Kramer, which is a doctor at Dr. Wood's office in the area, Mike Bouvier, and Julie Summers will be representing the Mental Health Association of Oklahoma. And we're very pleased with the help of our friend Earl Sears here in the county. We've been working several months now about waiting for the time when the Attorney General comes in to and talks to us and tells us about what's happening on a national plan with the opiate overdose situation and what's coming down to the state of Oklahoma and back to Washington County. How are we going to get a hold of this problem? And I think this will be very enlightening, and we're really looking forward to that. And we appreciate the Attorney General for coming into town to do that. That's going to be one of the highlights. And we're also going to be, that will start at basically at 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon is going to be the panel. And that will be live streamed on Facebook. And so we hope that you will, if you can't come out and fill up the room, well, maybe you can bring it right into your place, and at least then afterwards we'll be able to use it when we meet with the nonprofits and schools and whoever, where we get our QPR classes going. Well, then we can look at that and gain that information from this high class quality people that are going to be here talking about this particular subject and talking about how we do that in Oklahoma.
And you said that there will be QPR classes. I think we've talked about this before a little bit. Would you mind explaining what QPR is?
Yes. So when we look at national strategies to prevent suicide, there are several levels, and one is to teach our community, as many members of our community as we can, if we could get every family trained, to be able to recognize the warning signs that someone may be thinking about suicide. So QPR stands for question, persuade, and refer. And what we teach in the class, Nolan and I, are how to help people learn how to question someone that they think may be thinking about suicide, and then to persuade them to stay alive and get help, and then make that referral to someone that could help them. We provide information about what the latest statistics are, both locally and nationally, and then we provide resources as well. We also, you know, as part of that teaching individuals how to recognize the warning signs, we teach them how to watch for what we call clues, and they're verbal clues, things people say directly, indirectly, and situations that occur and behaviors in which they may act. And once you know these, you have those little antennas that perk up and you can catch those red flags and intervene. And the idea is to catch someone when that crisis starts to build up and to intervene. And we know from research that if we're able to do that, the person may never be suicidal again.
And each of us might think for the first time there, well, goodness, how could I ever know enough, or what could I do to do that? You have one of the best resources in the world for military and for civilian to call that 1-800 Lifeline. So if you come into a situation and you feel uncomfortable with it or whatever, just make eye contact, get them calmed down, talk to them a little bit, and then See if they would let you. You can just go ahead and call the 1-800 number, and there are experts out there that are trained to be able to talk to them, to analyze the problem, to look at or to listen to the risk, and is there a plan, and all these kind of things that really tell you whether they're serious or not. And then they will get that to back to the county through the mental health structure, and so that people can get expert advice right off the bat by calling this 1-800 number. That's 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. If you want to text them instead, it's 741-741.
Kind of going back to the panel that you guys were talking about and all the people that were there, you already kind of answered what questions will be fielded, what people will talk about. Can you explain maybe a little bit more of the QPR classes? Will there be any other courses at the panel on Thursday?
One of the highlights of the summit will be our keynote speaker, Christina Conrad. She is a licensed professional counselor in private practice in the Tulsa area, and she has been gone through extensive training in what is called somatic experiencing therapy, and she has a lot of experience in dealing with not only suicide but also substance use disorder, and she'll be helping us learn about how to heal trauma through what's called somatic experiencing, and it's a very unique way of helping heal trauma, and we really want people to come out so they can learn how powerful this technique is at helping us. The title of our summit this year is Learning, you know, to Live Fully, and that's what we want to be able to do, is help individuals get the help they need and really open up themselves to living a good full life. The other thing that we want to say about the summit, so it's the 2018 Suicide Prevention and Prescription Drug Awareness Summit. Those have been combined because there is a strong correlation between the two. One is intentional and one is accidental.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Nolan? It looked like you were going to say
on
something.
On the opiate issue, also, you know, it's really tough handling success for completed suicide, to handle that and to be able to get your arms around it and so forth. And so it does take a lot of effort. And
I one of the things, just to build on what Nolan was saying about that, so we have a what we call a survivors of suicide loss support group. Again, going back to those strategies. So part of the strategy is teaching people the warning signs, but the other piece of that is to be able to respond to individuals, families, coworker, whomever is impacted by a suicide loss. I just saw a young, you know, story about a young 14-year-old in Skytook that really just, oh, my heart, you know. It doesn't matter the degree of what the impact is. But so we have the loss group, but we also have a lot of materials. And we have some resources that we're going to have on display to help individuals, children on up, to be able to work through that suicide loss. And I do want to read an excerpt when we get a moment from our newest resource called Red Chocolate Elephants.
Yeah, I felt like we were building up to that, but Nolan, I think you have something you want to share really quick before we move.
As we learn more about the opiate issue and so forth, I have not been to Atlanta meetings and Washington meetings, but Melissa has, and we're trying to work upstream instead of ending up with an actual completed suicide. And opiate is one of the big issues. Forever suicide death, when they go in and check that body, they find either blood and or drugs, that drugs or alcohol that are in their blood. And it's really something. Every 20 minutes one dies from opiate prescription overdose. And even the worst is, for the next statistic, about every 25 minutes an infant is born in this country that is addicted to opiate already.
Yeah, there's a title called neonatal abstinence syndrome, and it's a really painful thing to watch those little babies going through withdrawals, and we know that's part of the issue when we do become addicted to a painkiller. And you know, we're talking about things like hydrocodone, OxyContin, Loratabs, and we find that when people mix those things together with a what we call a benzodiazepine, like a Xanax or alcohol, in the process what happens is it causes us to stop breathing. And you were mentioning to us about a wonderful overdose reversal drug called Narcan, which is the brand name or naloxone. And we are very pleased that actually we've trained all the law enforcement professionals in Washington County. So that's from Dewey to Ramona and the Sheriff's Department and Barzil Police Department, Barzil Fire Department, and fire departments also in the Ramona area. So that was another big community strategy to save lives.
I feel like we've covered a lot of bases here, but we're running out of time. We have about 4.5 minutes. So is there anything else you'd like to add about the summit that's happening on Thursday?
Well, we do want you to know that you can register online at the Washington County Association for Mental Health. It's WCAMH.org. You can register at the door. There's also the event in the evening is 6 to 8. It's open to the public. It's free. There's no charge. We do hope that people will come out.
What was the thing that you wanted to talk about, Melissa, about
Okay, well, we want our community to know that we have gotten some really good children's resources. We have some new children's books to help work through the issue of suicide with children. And so one of the resources is called Red Chocolate Elephants, and it was actually a project that was developed in Australia where they did children's groups, and the children did all the work in this book, and they were so proud of the work, and they wanted to share it with the world. And there's a DVD, and you can hear the children tell their stories. I will read you a couple of lines from the foreword, which is very powerful, from an individual, Robert A. Niemeyer, who is actually went on to become a professor of psychology at the University of Memphis. And here's what he says very briefly, and it's very hard to listen to, but I want to share it with you. What he said was that 10 days before my 12th birthday, I was startled awake by my mother's running into the bedroom I shared with my little brother Greg. Her voice cut through me like a knife. "Boys, boys, I can't wake up your father." Throwing back our cowboy comforters and padding to the threshold of our parents' bedroom in our footed pajamas, we stood frozen in fear as our mother once again approached the bed she had shared with our father for 20 years, and we watched in helpless horror as she reached out to shake his limp body, only to pull back with a shriek as her hands covered her face. With that sound, that gesture, our childhood ended. And all of us, Greg, our little sister Joe, and I, were thrown into a world alien to any that we had known. And what he goes on to say is that, you know, there weren't many resources around at that time. They didn't know any other children that had been impacted by this. And that he's very grateful to see this book being put together to help children, young children. And we're talking about children that were in the group between the ages of 6 and 12. So just know we do have some resources available to help individuals who have lost a loved one and to help children and adolescents as well.
Right, I think the community is very grateful. At least I know I'm grateful for you guys being out there and raising awareness. I'm really excited to see what you guys do on your panel and your summit on Thursday. I thank you guys so much for coming in. I think that's probably going to have to do it for now. But sorry we didn't get to that as much, but I'm glad we could talk about it just a little bit. And I'll probably get to see you guys again, right?
Oh, I bet you will. About every
we try to come once a month if possible.
When somebody offers you something as beneficial as this to be able to come out and talk to the community, we'll be here.
Sounds good. Thank you so much again, guys, for coming in. That does Nolan Jones and Melissa Jenkins from the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition talking about their summit and the awareness that they're trying to raise to prevent suicide, with this being Suicide Month. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
You too. This has been the Community Connection on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We're going to have a quick look at weather, and ONN News is coming up.